I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Damage from Hurricane Matthew promises a spike in cholera cases in Haiti. Almost 29,000 new cases have been reported this year, and that was before the hurricane. Hubert Morquette, Living Water International's Haiti director, says the team has to work fast.
Right now, what we are trying to do is working with the schools, working with the facilitators, you know, in the community, work with the churches to start educating them, to start reminding them, you know, the information, sanitizing them.
Oddly, even in a time of emergency, there's opportunity.
We are there because of Jesus, because we love the people, because we want them to live a good life.
To learn how you can help, just take a look at missionnews.org. And there's a line in South Sudan's national anthem asking God to uphold us, united in peace and harmony. South Sudan is anything but peaceful, and while there are many reasons for that, Jeff Stamm of Set Free Ministries says there's something that church leaders can't ignore.
There are also significant spiritual problems that have come to the forefront because of generations and generations of animosity and hatred and bloodshed.
Stamm wondered if reminding the pastors of their identity in Christ could help them push for reconciliation and forgiveness within the church. He shared these thoughts with pastors in South Sudan a couple of times now. They've received it as truth and want to remind more church leaders. Please ask God to continue spreading reconciliation throughout South Sudan. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunda Pedidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.